With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Appearing before a Senate committee, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. criticizing the CDC for failing miserably to protect public health during the COVID pandemic.
Its disastrous and nonsensical policies destroyed small businesses, violated civil liberties, closed our schools, caused generational damage in doing so, masked infants with no science, and heightened economic inequality. And yet all those oppressive and unscientific interventions failed to do anything about the disease itself.
He accused the recently ousted director, Susan Manares, of lying in a Wall Street Journal op-ed published today when she said she was pressured to pre-approve the recommendations of his vaccine advisory panel. Texas lawmakers have passed a measure that would let state residents sue out-of-state abortion pill providers for as much as $100,000.
This marks the first bill of its kind in any state. Supporters hail the measure as a tool to stop medication abortions, which remain available despite being outlawed in Texas. But pro-abortion groups deride the legislation. They call the measure a bounty hunter bill that would encourage private citizens to engage in a form of legalized vigilante justice. State lawmakers have sent the measure to Governor Greg Abbott's desk.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. If the law is fined, it's likely to face legal challenges. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the United States designating two Ecuadorian gangs as foreign terrorist organizations. It's the Trump administration's latest move against cartels. Los Lobos and Los Choneros are two Ecuadorian gangs that are blamed for much of the violence that began since the pandemic. This is SRN News. A Florida county embraces the Ten Commandments. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The county or board of commissioners has voted to add the Decalogue to a display of other historical documents at all government buildings. The vote was 4-1. County Commissioner Chris Hall tells the Christian Post, quote, "I thought it was a great idea just to encourage people to bring about the acknowledgement of moral values, virtue, humility, and getting back to what made this country great in the beginning." The displays will include 8 documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Since 2015, more than 1,300 residents at homeless shelters around the country have trained to run half marathons through Up and Running Again, a nonprofit that uses faith in running to promote personal transformation. Pastor Bruce McAvoy, who serves as a volunteer coach for this program, says the idea is to use running and friendship as tools for transformation. This is SRN News. New York authorities are investigating two teens who may have been operating a subway.
The Metropolitan Transportation Authority is investigating whether a subway operator allowed multiple minors to try their hand at driving a train after video circulated on social media. Each show a young man at the helm of two different R-160 train cars operating above ground in broad daylight. In each video, the same train operator can be seen standing alongside the young men as they pilot the train. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority did not respond to questions about when the video was taken and whether the employee has been identified. I'm Bill Alexander.
Governor Ron DeSantis claims the 2020 census numbers for Florida need fixing to grant the state another congressional seat. He blames the U.S. Census Bureau for shortchanging Florida, arguing that an undercount of almost 3.5% missed around 761,000 residents. More details at srnnews.com.